Neurophysiological assessment emerged from pioneering traditions in psychophysiology that explored the intricate connections between brain activity, autonomic regulation, and behavioral expression. During the mid-20th century, researchers began systematically documenting how electrical signals from the brain and body provided windows into emotional states, attentional patterns, and stress responses. Early electroencephalographic investigations revealed that brain rhythms shifted predictably with cognitive effort, drowsiness, emotional tension, and sensory processing. As measurement technology improved, clinicians found that physiological data revealed mechanisms not detected through interviews or self-report alone. Concurrently, the field of behavioral medicine illuminated the critical role of bodily states in shaping human experience, demonstrating how muscular tension, heart rate variations, and skin conductance responses captured essential information about emotional and attentional patterns. The advent of precise biofeedback and neurofeedback technology transformed these measurements from passive observations into active clinical tools. Real-time physiological data served dual purposes, both training clients and assessing their baseline functioning. The field progressively embraced an integrated perspective that recognized physiology and behavior as inseparable elements of human functioning. Assessment became a direct portal into the regulatory systems governing attention, affect, and motivation. Contemporary neurophysiological assessment has thus matured into a comprehensive methodology that enriches diagnostic processes, uncovers the origins of symptom patterns, and enhances traditional psychological and medical evaluations. Understanding the clinical purpose and therapeutic scope of neurophysiological assessment. Neurophysiological assessment serves not as an independent diagnostic tool, but as a physiologically grounded framework for understanding how clients process information, regulate emotions, respond to stressors, and organize their behavior. These measures enable clinicians to determine whether apparent inattention stems from cortical underactivation, chronic overactivation, sleep deprivation, anxiety, or post-injury dysregulation. The assessment also clarifies whether emotional symptoms arise from autonomic instability, excessive muscular tension, or underlying neurological irregularities. Such distinctions carry profound clinical importance because diverse conditions frequently produce nearly identical surface presentations. The assessment functions as a clarifying lens within the broader diagnostic landscape. It provides clinicians with comprehensive insights into symptom origins by revealing nervous system behavior during rest, cognitive challenges, and emotionally significant moments. By integrating EEG, EMG, peripheral temperature, skin conductance, and heart rate variability measurements, practitioners develop a multidimensional understanding of client functioning across both cortical and autonomic domains. The integration of neurophysiological data within medical and psychological diagnostic frameworks. Medical diagnosis follows a systematic methodology that evaluates multiple potential explanations for presenting symptoms and progressively narrows these possibilities through analysis of signs, patient reports, and laboratory findings. Differential diagnosis represents the structured process of sorting through these potential explanations to identify the most accurate diagnosis. Clinical diagnosis draws on observable or reported symptoms and professional reasoning to determine the most appropriate descriptive category. Laboratory diagnosis enhances this process by incorporating objective data from physiological tests or imaging studies. Diagnosis serves multiple essential functions, including facilitating communication among professionals, refining treatment planning, clarifying prognosis, and guiding preventive care strategies. These benefits depend upon accurate identification of the condition that most comprehensively accounts for all available information. Psychological diagnosis centers on identifying patterns of thoughts, emotions, and behaviors that align with established disorder categories. This process requires clinicians to analyze symptom clusters, contextual factors, developmental history, and performance on psychological assessments. Differential diagnosis becomes particularly crucial in psychology when symptom presentations overlap across multiple disorders. Concentration difficulties, for instance, may originate from ADHD, anxiety, trauma exposure, or significant depression. Differential diagnosis demands careful determination of which symptoms represent core, defining features versus those that are secondary or superficial. Neurophysiological assessment strengthens both medical and psychological differential diagnosis by providing objective data about neurobiological functioning. This additional information helps clinicians avoid misattributing symptoms, a risk that increases when relying exclusively on behavioral observations or self-report data. EEG as a cornerstone technology in clinical assessment. Electroencephalography occupies a central position within neurophysiological assessment because it captures electrical activity across cortical regions. Its clinical value derives from the characteristic neural activation patterns associated with many disorders. Specific patterns of cortical slowing may indicate inattentiveness, fatigue, or particular neurological conditions. Excessive fast-wave activity often corresponds to anxiety, rumination, or states of hyperarousal. Pathological rhythms, including epileptiform activity, can masquerade as attention problems or brief lapses in conscious awareness. Clinical EEG assessment typically examines multiple variables, including power distribution across frequency bands, ratios between frequency bands, hemispheric asymmetry across cortical sites, peak alpha frequency, and the responsiveness of alpha rhythms during transitions between the eyes closed and eyes open conditions. These measurements provide insights into both baseline cortical functioning and the flexibility of neural regulatory systems. EEG is valuable because it can detect patterns that mimic one disorder but are caused by another. What appears as inattentiveness or daydreaming may represent seizure activity. Apparent ADHD-related restlessness may stem from anxiety-driven hypervigilance. Without an EEG evaluation, such critical distinctions often remain undetected. Critical limitations in ratio-based EEG interpretation. The theta-beta ratio historically served as an influential metric for identifying ADHD. Initial research led numerous clinicians to view elevated ratios as reliable biomarkers for the condition. Subsequent analyses revealed far greater complexity in these relationships. Ratios cannot differentiate whether theta power is elevated, beta power is reduced, or both conditions exist simultaneously. These measures also fail to account for crucial variables, including sleep deprivation, nutritional status, medication effects, or artifact contamination. Multiple investigations have challenged the sensitivity and specificity of the theta-beta ratio for ADHD diagnosis. These findings reinforce a fundamental principle in neurophysiological assessment. EEG measures require interpretation within comprehensive physiological and psychological contexts. While they provide valuable guidance for assessment, they should never function as isolated diagnostic indicators. Clinical illustration, distinguishing absence seizures from attention deficit. A particularly instructive case involved a client who had received an ADHD diagnosis when the actual cause of symptoms was absence seizure activity. The EEG recording revealed unmistakable spike in wave patterns occurring at approximately 3 per second, with amplitudes approaching 350 microvolts. This pattern represented clear epileptiform activity entirely unrelated to attention deficit in any behavioral or psychological sense. Without an EEG evaluation, the true etiology of the inattention would have remained concealed, potentially leading to continued inappropriate treatment with stimulant medication that could exacerbate the seizure disorder. This case powerfully demonstrates how neurophysiological assessment prevents significant diagnostic errors and guides clients toward appropriate medical interventions. Clinical illustration, adolescent overactivation misdiagnosed as ADHD. Another revealing case involves a 13-year-old girl whose complex symptom presentation had resulted in an ADHD diagnosis despite physiological evidence suggesting alternative explanations. The client had received stimulant medication since early childhood. While maintaining relatively strong academic performance, she experienced significant anxiety, suicidal ideation, motor tics, headaches, and persistent sleep difficulties. Her EEG displayed patterns typical of her age group. Key metrics, including the theta-beta ratio and peak alpha frequency, showed no evidence of ADHD-related cortical slowing. However, a comprehensive physiological assessment revealed marked autonomic activation. skin conductance measurements were both elevated and highly reactive. Peripheral temperature readings remained low, suggesting sympathetically mediated vasoconstriction. EMG recordings from the frontalis muscle exceeded 25 microvolts, indicating sustained muscular tension. This combined physiological profile pointed toward chronic anxiety and autonomic overload rather than the underarousal typically associated with classic inattentive ADHD. Sleep deprivation further compromised her cognitive functioning. The slow peak alpha frequency provided additional evidence that insufficient sleep and chronic stress were overwhelming her neural regulatory systems. This case illustrates how stimulant medication can paradoxically worsen symptoms when the primary difficulty involves physiological overactivation. Motor tics frequently intensify with stimulants. Anxiety escalates. Sleep disruption becomes more severe. Without a comprehensive neurophysiological assessment, the actual nature of this client's difficulties would have remained obscured. Constructing comprehensive assessment protocols for suspected ADHD. Thorough ADHD assessment benefits substantially from incorporating EEG analysis, continuous performance testing, and systematic sleep evaluation. Sleep patterns frequently play pivotal roles in attention regulation. Objective sleep data from wearable monitoring devices provides superior accuracy compared to subjective self-reports. At minimum, comprehensive sleep questionnaires and careful observation of sleep onset latency should be included in assessment protocols. For the adolescent client described above, thyroid evaluation proved particularly informative because fatigue, slow alpha rhythms, and reduced energy can reflect endocrine dysfunction. Her thyroid panel revealed slightly elevated TSH levels. While not definitively causal, these findings highlighted the importance of investigating potential medical contributors to presenting symptoms. Multimodal treatment based on comprehensive assessment findings produced substantial improvements for this client. Neurofeedback protocols targeting anxiety and salience networks, alpha-theta training to cultivate calm internal states, and systematic HRV biofeedback all contributed to symptom reduction. Improved sleep quality enhanced cognitive functioning, emotional stability, and physical energy. Post-treatment EEG showed normalization of alpha rhythm frequency and a stable theta-beta ratio during cognitive tasks. Behaviorally, the client demonstrated improved focus, better organizational skills, and increased physical activity. Developmental factors in EEG analysis and interpretation. Accurate EEG interpretation requires a thorough understanding of age-specific normative patterns. Alpha rhythm frequency increases progressively throughout childhood and adolescence. Very young children naturally produce slower alpha frequencies. The rhythm typically ranges from 8 Hz during early childhood to 10 Hz by mid-adolescence. Female developmental trajectories often progress slightly faster than male patterns. These developmental considerations are essential for accurate interpretation, as patterns suggesting pathological slowing in adults may represent entirely normal functioning in children. The role of biomarkers and endophenotypes in clinical assessment. Biomarkers represent measurable biological indicators that reflect specific physiological processes or illness states. Endophenotypes are heritable traits that bridge genetic predispositions and the manifestation of symptoms. EEG, fMRI, and PET imaging can reveal potential biomarkers and endophenotypes relevant to psychological conditions. These markers serve not to replace traditional diagnosis, but to provide stable physiological indicators that may reflect underlying vulnerabilities or regulatory challenges. While research on biomarkers for psychological disorders continues to evolve, these concepts help explain why clients presenting with similar symptoms may respond differently to identical interventions. ADHD demonstrates significant heterogeneity, meaning that the same diagnostic category may encompass multiple distinct neurophysiological subtypes. Clinical illustration: post-traumatic brain injury depression in a middle-aged woman. A final case exemplifies how neurophysiological assessment clarifies symptoms that overlap between mood disorders and neurological conditions. A 59-year-old woman developed significant depressive symptoms following a motor vehicle accident that produced substantial acceleration and deceleration forces along with a nasal fracture. Although she avoided direct cranial impact, the forces involved were sufficient to induce mild traumatic brain injury. She presented with profound lethargy, cognitive fog, persistent headaches, organizational difficulties, and markedly reduced pleasure in daily activities. While these symptoms aligned with major depression, they equally matched post-concussion syndrome. Her quantitative EEG and Loretta analyses revealed significant deviations from normative values. These abnormalities strongly suggested neurophysiological disruption consistent with TBI rather than primary depressive disorder. Neurofeedback interventions targeted central and temporal regions using Z-score training protocols. Treatment included cortical synchrony sessions and specialized protocols addressing migraine-related patterns. Initial autonomic training produced temporary anxiety, a common response when clients shift from chronic sympathetic dominance toward increased parasympathetic engagement. However, continued training progressively enhanced her capacity to maintain relaxation during physiological interventions. Following treatment completion, QEG and Loretta results showed marked improvement. The client experienced reduced headache frequency, diminished brain fog, and enhanced executive functioning. Her depressive symptoms substantially resolved, and under medical supervision, she successfully tapered her antidepressant medication. This case powerfully demonstrates that depressive symptoms can emerge as secondary responses to neurological disruption. Neurophysiological assessment enabled the identification of the root cause and guided more effective, targeted intervention. Transforming clinical practice through neurophysiological assessment. These clinical cases collectively illustrate a fundamental principle in modern practice. When clinicians rely exclusively on behavioral observation or self-reported symptoms, they risk overlooking critical physiological patterns that drive symptom expression. Neurophysiological assessment illuminates these hidden patterns and supports more accurate clinical interpretation. It helps practitioners avoid over-reliance on diagnostic categories that describe surface presentations rather than underlying mechanisms. When thoughtfully integrated into comprehensive assessment strategies, neurophysiological tools reduce diagnostic ambiguity, prevent treatment mismatches, and guide precisely targeted interventions. This approach enhances clinical outcomes by addressing the genuine neurobiological causes of distress and dysfunction rather than treating only their outward manifestations. The future of clinical practice increasingly depends on integrating traditional psychological assessment with objective physiological measurement to create a more complete understanding of each client's unique neurobehavioral profile. Key takeaways. 1. Physiology clarifies what symptoms mean, not just what they look like. Neurophysiological assessment helps determine whether similar behavioral presentations, e.g., inattention, low energy, emotional lability, arise from cortical underactivation, chronic overactivation, autonomic instability, sleep loss, anxiety, or neurological disruption. 2. EEG is a cornerstone, but never a standalone diagnostic test. EEG provides detailed information about cortical rhythms, e.g., slowing, fast activity, epileptiform patterns, that can distinguish conditions such as absence seizures from ADHD, yet its findings must be interpreted within a broader physiological and psychological context. 3. Ratiometrics, such as the theta-beta ratio, have important limitations. Although once considered a potential biomarker for ADHD, ratio measures cannot determine whether changes reflect increased slow activity, decreased fast activity, or both, and they are influenced by factors such as sleep, medication, nutrition, and artifacts. 4. Multisystem assessment reduces misdiagnosis and treatment mismatch. Integrating EEG with EMG, skin conductance, peripheral temperature, heart rate variability, sleep evaluation, and relevant medical testing, e.g., thyroid function, helps determine whether apparent ADHD is driven by anxiety, autonomic overload, endocrine issues, or seizure activity, thereby guiding more appropriate interventions. 5. Mechanism-focused assessment improves outcomes and personalizes care. When neurophysiological findings inform targeted neurofeedback, biofeedback, HRV training, and medical collaboration, clients often show better focus, emotional stability, and physical well-being because treatment is aimed at underlying regulatory dysfunction rather than surface symptom labels alone.